is Building Bridges, produced and hosted by Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg.
From Building Bridges, today's opinion, Yasvani Terry's latest musical journey.
Composer, musician Yasvani Terry has helped redefine the Afro-Cuban and contemporary jazz idiom in the New York music scene, and his new release, Today's Opinion, reflects his deep cultural roots as well as the versatility of his musical styles. This exceptional, multi-layered recording, Today's Opinion, is accessible and profound, and Yasvani Terry is previewing it on Building Bridges. I don't know. Fading down, Harlem matinee. Who do I think I am? Well, we'll find out when we talk to our guest, Yasvani Terry. And we just heard one of the cuts from Today's Opinion. Just to whet your appetite, Harlem matinee. And welcome to our studios. It's great to have you back.
Thank you so much, Mimi. And thanks to you and also to Ken for having me here in your show. I feel really fortunate to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a power pleasure.
Yeah, I actually was just going to let the album play for the next half hour, but nah. We're going to talk about it a little bit,
more
too.
Also, though.
You know, it's almost sacrilege in some ways to ask a musician to begin to describe the kind of evolution and path of their music, because there's a legal expression, res ipsa loquitur, the thing speaks for itself. What are you asking me to describe my music? But you certainly are really up to the task, and you've written some of the best liner notes of previous works that you've engaged, like Metamorphosis. So I'm going to take a chance and ask you to take us through Today's Opinion and your musical journey that left you with in Harlem, with Harlem Matinee. Tell us something about the latest recording.
Thank you. Well, this latest recording, I think that it really portrays the work of the band, because before we get into the studio, I made sure that most of the music that we recorded, we really perform in live. So we have the chance to really have the compositions evolved. And also we have the opportunity also to know each other in many ways, how to react to the music and how to really develop the interplay that we call into among all of the musicians in the band. So with this CD, and especially all of this new material that I'm presenting here in Today's Opinion, I'm trying to really capture in a nutshell all of the influences that I've been going through in these past two or three years, you know? I know that my first CD, Metamorphosis, was a little while ago, and that doesn't mean that I wasn't composing. No, on the other hand, I mean, really composing all the time. It always take a time, you know, before the record label comes with the propositions and all that. So I use all this time to really to grow as a composer and, you know, to really research music and learn about different traditions. We can hear, as the opening cut in the CD, you can hear the voice of Pedro Martinez, where he's really invocating one of the chants of the Abacua, which is named as known in Cuba, and it's coming from the Ekpe tradition in Calabar in Nigeria, and it's a tradition that's it stayed in Cuba, and out of Africa, we're fortunate in Cuba that that's one of the few. The only place where the tradition is still practiced. So I wanted to really open the CD with this spiritual chant and this spiritual invocation from the Ekpe tradition.
So let's go back and pretend that we're opening our show almost with that same invocation. Let's hear some of it.
Okay.
Hey, 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 yo! Oto chana na guru koro arogo vyo vyo foku. Enda minwa, asukuru kwanti yen eriero potachendivo mo songo mo fe. Ebyo ngero kita uyo manyong umpavyo. Antroko foko mo kairen, umbari no abasia bome. Hey, hey!
As we play that summer relief, every note, I can see the body language here of Yasvani, who's recounting every single note and critiquing it along with the playing. I love and feel the vibrancy of the synthesis going back to your roots in Camagüey, which go back to the roots, as you were saying earlier, from West Africa, that are impressing themselves upon the reality now of your experience here and your experience in Harlem. It's so vibrant, and the merger is just exciting.
Thank you so much. It's it's been to me, I always describe it as a great journey of learning, and that journey not only has been of you know, the culture of this country and the culture of many other countries that I'm interested to learn and I keep researching all the time, but also it has been to deepen in my culture where I'm coming from, and finding new recordings and finding new materials to me that were not accessible, which had led me now in all my trips back to Cuba. When I go to visit my family, I always take the opportunity and I do a lot of field work. So I go into, you know, small communities and to interview people, and especially people that they're like cultural bear. And buried, because those are places where a lot of important tradition prevail, and in some of them are about to, you know, even to disappear because the elders are passing, and they, of course, have been passing the tradition to the younger, but it's always...
The kind of Buena Vista social club disappearance of some
exactly.
of the musicians from there.
Yeah, I always say that, you know, whenever an elder passed with them, they take like a whole
sure.
chapter of an encyclopedia of knowledge. So that's what I've been trying to learn and to grow as a musician, because I'm really interested in, you know, to know and deepen in my roots, and also to know about all this huge legacy that is still in the Caribbean and the Pan-African world.
And who in the jazz tradition in the States really influences you?
I think I am influenced by, you know, all my great heroes are like, you know, from John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, Don Byas, Wayne Shorter, Sonny Rollins.
Oh, is that all?
All of them. All of them. And I've taken the time really to listen and study them closely, because that's the only way that I can really integrate their, you know, their vocabulary and language into my music. It's not until you really stop by and try to transcribe and see what they were doing that you really see. And I was really in awe when I started transcribing. I remember Charlie Parker, and I couldn't believe how precise he was as a musician, like his sense of rhythm, melody, everything. I couldn't believe. It was like, it's just coming from a different world, you know?
And we're speaking with Yasvani Terry, who is a saxophonist extraordinaire, and he is musician, composer, and eloquent spokesperson for the evolution of the culture and the rhythms of jazz and African-based music as it percolates up through contemporary forms here. And one of the things I'm interested in now is you are also, again, in case people haven't gotten the idea, you're from Camagüey in Cuba, and I happen to personally know that, you know, when you were 5 years old, you were already, you know, engrossed in the violin, because you come from a family that is steeped in musical tradition and quite prominent for its work in Cuba. What about here in terms of your teaching, which you are doing now in Harlem? Is there the kind of interest and thoughtfulness and receptivity to picking up the rhythms and forms of jazz and understanding and going back and infusing the work with the roots, the culture of Africa?
Well, it's interesting that you ask him that question, because this is one of the courses that I teach at for instance, at the New School University. I teach there the West African ensemble, and the way in which all this tradition came into jazz, and the way in which they can be utilized nowadays. So I really...
You mean jazz didn't start from Rome?
No.
I'm sorry. I just finished discarding a book that completely takes jazz out of the realm of its African roots and culture. It's quite extraordinary, but much of that is still...
It's a new one on me. Please don't mention the title.
Oh, well, you know, from Western Europe and so on.
Well, there's a lot of African influences on Rome, so maybe.
Well, you've got a point, Ken, yeah.
Yeah. So what I do, it's interesting because, you know, I started teaching at the New School maybe like four or five years ago, and I teach them, I start them learning all this tradition, learning some of the chants, learning the tradition from that came from Yoruba people from West Africa, and also from the people from the Ahomé also, which we call the Arara culture. And, you know, I teach them this chants, I teach them the rhythms. And for them, it's really fascinating. And then, you know, they start getting familiar with all the rhythms that I naturally grew up with, that I never questioned about them, you know, because they were there. And the student reaction is incredible, because always when we finish the semester, which, you know, it's a shame that it takes a semester, they always say, but we need another semester for this, you know. We need to do it like in the entire year or 2 years, So, no, I have to talk to the director of the school to do that. And also I teach at the Harlem School of the Art in Harlem. But there the kids are smaller, you know, so they're younger. And it's different because they're more focused in the instrument. But it's my preoccupation, you know, to pass down this tradition also to all the students that I have here in the States.
Well, we're going to listen to another clip from today's opinion, Returning Home. And then that was one of my favorites. Well, they were all my favorites. I absolutely I love this album, as I do all of your music. It just seeps into my soul and carries my spirit. So Returning Home, let's listen. You know, it's absolutely agonizing to fade these down. But of course, hey folks, you just got to go out and get today's opinion. And you can hear the complete journey of each one of these pieces. And I would be so remiss, and I would be seriously criticized from my own personal life, Stanford, if I didn't say that the musicians, all of the musicians that are on today's opinion are just absolutely brilliant.
Yes,
brilliant.
I do agree with you, and I believe they're like some of the most extraordinary musicians, and also my favorite players in the music scene at the moment. On trumpet is Mike Rodriguez. It's also Junior Terry on bass, Osmani Paredes on piano. It's Obed Calvert on drums. And a special guest is also Pedro Martinez on vocal. And we have playing in one track with us. He wanted to participate in two, but timing didn't allow. Pianist extraordinaire Gonzalo Rubalcaba, that he was really kind enough to really collaborate with all his great wisdom in the city too.
Yasvani Terry, we haven't really even scratched the surface. We've really got to do a longer piece with you, because you really do bring depth and joy to what I'm feeling when I listen to your music and when I listen to your sensitivities in carrying the traditions of cultures that I respect and yearn to know more of, right through to my immediate space and venue. It's so brilliant to hear the peoples. They just spring up, not ghosts or anything, but absolutely alive and vibrant through your music. You are so very accomplished, and you have so much graced our studio by being here. So I insist really that you do yourself a favor and really get today's opinion, Yosvani Terry.
I would like to really thank you and Ken for having me here in the show, and also for helping promote the CD and the music that I do.
Oh, totally our pleasure.
And
totally.
Indeed our joy. And we're going to go out with a last clip from Inner Speech, from the soul, deep down from the roots.
Thank you.
extraordinary music from today's opinion, Yasvani Terry. Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.